Morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I've got the honor and opportunity to share a few words this week. The big topic of the day and of the times is this MPRP, which is the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. And last week we had PSE&G come by, which is the Public Service and Electric Gas Company out of New Jersey, come by to provide information regarding this project. The venue was at the Senior Center up here in Westminster, and it was very unfortunate that the Senior Center had a capacity that was woefully short of those that were interested to learning more about this project from the PSE&G, and also opportunity to share their thoughts and ideas, and sometimes venting to us and to me and my colleagues. The venue, again, will be different the next time they come by, which will be early September. I believe September 8th, it will be at the Ag Center. And my recommendation back to them is, again, to have two sessions, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. The other part about this, and I'm going to explain what the project is in just a minute, so we're all on the same sheet of music, is I met with a bit of our delegation, Delegate Rose and Senator Reedy, along with Commissioner Kyler and I. We sat down the other day and we talked about, okay, what is this project all about? Who are all the players within the project? Who is in the know? And then also who is not in the know that should be? And how do we leverage all our resources and assets to help us achieve the results we want, and collectively, the results we want is to not have these power lines going through 70 miles of Carroll County, especially the beauty of Carroll County wants to continue to exist and not have a blight with these power lines crossing our county side. So we are going to have a town hall forum at the Ag Center on August 22nd at 6 to 8 p.m. Again, August 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m., Town Hall. We're going to work hard to get the word out beyond this podcast, but I know all of you listen to this. Kidding, obviously. Please share this with those that you believe would have interest. August 26th, 6 to 8. I apologize. It's not going to be two sessions. It's going to be one. We're putting this out far enough in advance at this point that if you need to adjust, you can, your schedules. If not, we will work hard to tape and ensure you get the gist of what is being said during the town hall. It'll be with our delegation and myself and my colleagues, and then also working to get a few others to attend as well to be able to answer some of the questions. Just to understand what this project is all about, the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, or MPRP, it's a critical system for the grid enhancement, or an update, you could say, and it's been awarded to PSE&G. PSE&G, the Public Service Energy and Gas, is like Baltimore Gas and Electric. It's just located up in New Jersey. They won the contract. It's a $400 million estimated contract to put the power lines into the region. The award was given from PJM, which is a regional transmission organization, and they're responsible for the entire electric grid across the 13 Mid-Atlantic states, along with the District of Columbia. The MPRP, again, the Piedmont Reliability Project, is a 500,000-volt transmission line designated to respond to growing electric needs in Maryland and the surrounding region. The transmission reliability is key to supporting Maryland's energy future. If you think about it, in not in power, but just in highways, you know, you have Highway 70, you have Highway 95, 295, Highway 1. Back in the old days, it was just Highway 1. The capacity for vehicles driving north to south or south north, they determined they needed an additional highway. So they created Highway 95. There is a power line, a very large power line in the southern part of Maryland, and it is at capacity. So they determined they needed additional infrastructure, they being the PJM. And the PJM was directed by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, federal government, to have additional infrastructure. That's what this is all about. It's not a redundancy. It's not a duplication. It is the necessity for additional infrastructure. So the reason I'm sharing all this with you, and I know I'm throwing a lot of acronyms at you, PJM, which is the Regional Transmission Organization, the FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, think of that as the federal side, the PSE&G, which is the contract that was awarded, you know, the company that was awarded the contract, and they're looking at, through map analysis, where to put these towers, these 90 or 100-foot towers. And they determined going east to west that it would come down from Baltimore County across Carroll County into Frederick County. My recommendation is go Baltimore County, if that's where you want to go, up into Pennsylvania, go across industrial property in Pennsylvania, the lower part of Pennsylvania, and then come down into Frederick County. That's what I'm asking for and requesting others to take a very hard look at. I don't know if that's feasible. I don't know the cost involved in that. Either one of those is regardless. I want to keep Carroll County as pristine as possible. And so that's why I'm pushing on this. I apologize taking so long of my podcast to talk about this, but this is what's on my mind. And this is something that I believe it's not about a part of the county. It is about the county. It's about Carroll County. So although I may have been elected down in Eldersburg, Sykesville, me, along with my colleagues, are very focused and dedicated on looking at the entire county and doing what's in best interest for the entire county. Okay, the last couple minutes I just want to share with you, it's summertime. It's July 18th, well, it's the middle of July, and it's getting hot. Please take care of yourselves. Stay hydrated. Take care of those animals and furry friends of ours. Ensure if you're walking them during the middle of the day, put your hand to the tarmac or to the road and ensure it's not too hot because you don't want to burn the paws of your animal. So morning time, evening time, if you're going for walks for yourself or with your animals, is what's always going to be recommended. The other thing is take time for yourself. I always share the words, life is good. I also try to say, don't take yourself so serious. Do everything you do seriously. I really try not to take myself seriously. But one of the things I do take very seriously is my family. I focused the last couple weeks on taking my mom, who's 92, very healthy, and definitely has that Jersey attitude still, to go see a couple of her great grandkids. And it was an awesome time. It was 2 days of fun time with her and two of the great grandkids, and we just had a blast. But we had to dedicate time to do that. And I always say family first. And then later on this week, Audrey, thank goodness marrying so far up, her and I are taking a trip down to Nashville, Tennessee, actually Clarksville, for her 40th or something reunion down to college. So again, opportunity to be together with family. Take time for yourself. It's so important. A healthy self, healthy family means so much for a healthy community. That's about all I have to share with you this morning and for this podcast. You can always reach out to me at 443-569-9861 or send me an email at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. Either way, I will work my hardest to respond to you. And, you know, I don't respond on Facebook or social media except to say, reach out to me at 443-569-9861 or email as I shared just a minute ago. Wishing everyone an awesome day. Stay cool and life is good. Thanks.